Hi, my name is Quinn Gunter. I'm a volunteer programmer at WGXC, and I'm going to tell you how my mom and I make apple crumble. For this recipe, you'll need 4 baking apples, 1 stick of butter, 1 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. When we make apple crumble, we like to mix a couple of varieties of Hudson Valley baking apples, such as Jonathan, Winesap, Northern Spy, or Macintosh. First, we preheat our oven to 375. Then, we wash the apples in case they were sprayed. Next, we chop apples into chunks. Don't make your apple chunks too small, or they'll turn to mush in the oven. We put the apple chunks in a baking dish or pie plate. We put the cores and seeds in the compost. My mom adds a tiny bit of water to the bottom of the pan. I don't know why she does this. Next, we melt the stick of butter over low heat. Butter melts fast. We watch it so we don't burn it. For your vegan friends, you can substitute 1/3 cup of canola oil. We mix our dry ingredients in a bowl, the flour, sugar, salt, and cinnamon. Then we stir in the butter. My mom uses her fingers to mix it up until it is crumbly. It doesn't take long. We taste the topping. If your parents buy cheap cinnamon like mine does, you might want to add some more now. A little fresh nutmeg is really good too. We sprinkle the topping on and place it into a preheated oven. We set our timer for 40 minutes. And we find something else to do while we wait.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer.
Yum. Voila, homemade apple crumble.